Right, that last one was just Jethro Tull with Living in These Hard Times. Before that was Pink Floyd with Time, and that wraps up my Time set for tonight's Highly Recommended here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now I'm here with Luxury Death Trap. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Oh, it'll be easier if your mics are on. Cool. How's it going?
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Your mic is now on too.
All right.
With your reverb and everything. Yes. Excellent.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourselves. How long have you guys been playing together? And yeah.
Luxury Death Trap started in 2016. But this iteration is sort of new. So about maybe 4 or 5 months, we started Luxury Death Trap 4.0. We're going to call it 4.0. That's a good estimate, I think. But yeah, we're based out of Boston. We practice in Alston.
Right in
Studio 52, the heart of Rat City. We got Nice Fest, so we're tapped in to Boston, and we're excited to be here.
Porch Fest this Saturday.
And Porch Fest. Yeah, Watertown.
1 o'clock.
Nice.
Don't remember
good to know.
The address.
There's also a Battle of the Bands in Chelsea, which I've been asked to be one of the judges at, so that should be cool. Exciting, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, on that note, would you guys like to start off with a song for us?
Absolutely. So we're going to play a song called Moment to Breathe. And this song came out of actually right before COVID. And I think in the chorus, it'll sort of make sense how it, you know, preceded COVID anyway. So yeah, the song is called Moment to Breathe. Take a moment to breathe, 'cause this place was not what I imagined it to be, so we ran far away. In your world that
sad and torn. 'Cause what will be next? I'm scared to fight. Let it all go down. Let it
Awesome, awesome. Moment to breathe.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Unfortunately, I was too busy focused on the board to digest those lyrics. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you wrote about?
Absolutely. It was really not the most optimistic of times, but it was more about just allowing things to just go. You know, letting go and allowing the future to play out and not having many expectations about whether it's going to go your way or not. So there is some sort of positivity to that. But it was a lot about technology, how that seemed to be encroaching more and more on our lives. And once COVID hit, it certainly just put the gas pedal on that technology influence in our daily lives. Basically, we were all told, you know, to stay home and learn through computers. And I'm a teacher in around Boston in Braintree, so I was, you know, doing remote learning. So just a lot of confusion, and that's the song kind of came out of that.
Yeah. Technology. It, two steps forward, one step back, it often feels like. There's a great line from that song by Styx about robots. Technology to save our lives, technology dehumanize. Mm-hmm. But my question for you,
yes,
is there any technology that you've added to your music that has really been sort of a game changer? Any gear, anything like that?
Well, we use AI to write all our songs. So, yeah. But besides that, no, nothing. I mean, I don't know. We play electric guitars. I still have a tube amp from 1983 that I was using up until recently, until it crapped out on me. But no, mostly, you know, we just try to keep it authentic with the, you know, the instruments. But some new songs that we're writing do have a synth in there, so we're going to try to incorporate some of that stuff for textural reasons. And you know, the phone is great for the voice recorder. That's where a lot of the songs start off, in the voice memos. So and unfortunately, that's where many of them die as well. But the ones that make it out, yeah, they start off on the phone, in the voice memos. And then they get into a smaller, compact Tascam, that's outside of the realm of Pro Tools and Logic and GarageBand, because I like to think that if you can't make a song work on something primitive, then do not go any further into the box, if you will. So I have this little Tascam digital Porta Studio. It's 8 tracks. You can, the editing is completely clunky, like the clunkiest editing if you even try it. But basically, you'd be editing on a little LCD screen like a Game Boy. So basically, what goes? It's if you can get something good on this little Tascam, and you're happy with it, then you can go to Pro Tools or Logic, and you know, just crush it. You know, just totally pave over it. No, but yeah. So anyway, try to keep things simple, but we use modern tools as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's a cool mix. Would you guys like to play another one for us?
Yeah, we're going to do a newer song. It's a single that came out last year, produced or recorded in Quiet House Studios, Derek Blackburn, in Bedford, Mass.
He's in Topsfield
He's
now.
In Topsfield. He's getting away from the city. I don't blame him.
Bedford's not the city either.
Oh, it's not? Oh, he's getting farther away. He's
going to
be in New Hampshire before we know it.
Yeah.
But this is by a thread. So. Okay. 1, 2, 3. When I woke on a cold mattress in a dark lit room, echoes of what you said were ringing clear. Wish I could remember to say, don't criticize.
getting ready for this interview, I listened to that one a bunch, and it sounds so like so REM.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I really dig it. Yeah. In the best way.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So Luxury Death Trap, where did the name come from?
I usually just tell people alphabet soup. And so just kind of appeared in my alphabet soup one day. I was reading an artist interview in a magazine at Borders Bookstore, rest in peace, in Boston in like 2015. And he had mentioned something about the housing being a luxury and a death trap at the same time. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I went online and found out if the domain name was taken and if there was anyone on MySpace who had the band name. And it was cleared, so I decided that was what was going to stick. So, I was inspired by an artist interview about housing or something like that. It's been a minute, but yeah.
And where can people find you on social media?
On Instagram / Luxury Death Trap.
You guys still on MySpace?
We might still be on the Internet Archives. If you go to the archives, you can find it there. Just Instagram and Facebook and Spotify. We like Bandcamp a lot more. So luxurydeathtrap.bandcamp.com. If you want to pick up an MP3, that'd be wonderful. Or stream it on Spotify if that's.
Or Apple Music,
yeah.
Deezer or any of those other ones.
Yeah, we use this distributor and it puts us all over the place. But those are the big ones, you know. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones we update the most.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. What's a lyric that you wish that you wrote? Someone else's lyric that you wish was yours.
Jesus. I want to say that song by Buck Cherry. No, I'm just kidding. Anything by Pink Floyd. Let me think about one. Of course, now if I say the lyric wrong, it's gonna make me look really bad. All you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
So that one stands out. And there's other stuff I just can't say on the air. stuff by Nine Inch Nails, mm-hmm. Tool. Those are big influences. The Pixies.
Mm.
I know we love them. So classic rock, 90s stuff. There's some great lines out there. I just can't. They're in the archives right now.
Of course.
Yeah. Those are a couple.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Anything like Fiona Apple for me personally. Love the song Werewolf, one of my favorite songs ever. There's nothing wrong when a song ends in a minor key.
For sure.
Nice. Love that song. Come on, Jay.
Specific lyrics, but I kind of like what he was saying, like Pixies and local stuff, Dinosaur Jr., 90s, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of, yeah.
I know that's like Amherst, but you know. That's local.
Yes, we define local as anything where it would be more convenient for you to come here than go to New York to see a big artist.
There you go.
Yeah.
Therein.
And now that we've heard from you guys, would you like to introduce yourselves and say what instruments you play? And Jay, you started off, but you can do it too. But yeah, let's start with you, Kayla.
My name's Kayla. I play rhythm guitar and backup vocals.
I'm Nick, lead vocals, guitar.
And I'm Jay on the bass.
Perfect. Yes. Here's another one for you. Did you guys have any New Year's resolutions, either as a band or individually?
I
coming in hot with these questions. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pull them out of a hat.
New Year's to me is very overrated. So I usually just try to do what I say I do during the damn year. And not wait until one day to maybe do what I say I'm going to do. Like, I stopped drinking alcohol like 2.5 years ago. So that was like, a lot of people would say, oh, they're going to stop drinking or cut down. But I just, that was it for me. So I don't really do resolutions. I just try to improve every day a little bit, or, you know, I don't wait till one day a year to do that. So anyway.
I'm with you. I made a New Year's resolution to stop making New Year's resolutions, and it's been perfect.
This is from a while ago, but my kids are grown up. Gwen, Kaz, if you listen, love you guys. They're grown up now, but at one point, whatever age they were, I decided my New Year's resolution is I'm just going to talk unfiltered now. I'm going to swear in front of you guys, and you talked earlier about, you know, don't swear on the radio. Well, I just told my kids and everybody, I'm going to be able to dropping an F-bomb once in a while now. And that's the New Year's resolution, and now you can't get mad at me about it. And they're all grown up. They don't care anymore.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't really make resolutions. I kind of stop because you never live up to them. I think that I kind of informally make them. I told myself that this year I wanted to put more effort into my friendships and community, and I think I definitely have done that, because I learned over the past couple years I wasn't doing that enough, and I've been doing that. So that's kind of my resolution. I just didn't write it down, because I think when you write it down, it almost makes it not happen. So
yeah, well, very important things. We love community, and I'll come up in the next break. We'll talk about some local questions, but in the meantime, I'll hand things back to you guys to play another song for us.
All right. We're going to go back into that technology theme with the song. This is called Techno Grip. And it's, if you need an explanation, it's about kind of like, this was written, I think, after Moment to Breathe, when technology was kind of encroaching on us more. And the first line is, baby's got a microchip, and it's too late to cut the cord. So it's about the techno-fascist state that is sort of developing in 1984. There's a line about 1984 in the song, so you'll hear that. And the song's called Techno Grip. Not one we typically do acoustically, but here goes.
We do have a drummer, by the way. His name's Mike. It's just not here.
Yeah, shout out to Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Mike.
So she's got a microchip in a world she can't ignore. She
fun. Thank you. So do you guys have a favorite local venue? Whoever honked does, for sure.
They do. There's always honking here.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
Sirens and trains. It's been pretty quiet on the train front.
So the distinction, local in general or independent and local? Because there's really not many independent venues around here.
That is true. I'll leave it up to you guys, but bonus points for independent?
Paradise Rock Club. I really like that. That place is a great place to see a band. You can see some big bands there, too.
Yeah.
Great Scott was...
No longer.
Yes, that was one of my favorite places to go.
I heard they're bringing it back.
I heard that too.
Yeah, when is that? Yeah. When is that happening?
Who knows?
I love the Sinclair.
Yeah, I like that place too.
Yeah.
O'Brien's in Alston's just a classic place. Those are my tops. Jay?
Definitely the Middle East is
awesome.
Right. The upstairs one is just so cool. It's so small and like real nice and what do I say? Quaint. That's not the word. You hear me.
I've seen some great shows there. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. A lot of fun. Yeah.
Basement's kind of wild in there. It's like you're trapped.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a bowling alley down there.
That makes sense.
That's why it's that shape.
You know, I heard that the Middle East, whoever owns it is not going to, continue at some point or something, but no one is going to want to buy the business probably because they'd have to bring it up to code, and that basement probably needs a lot of work.
I'm sure. For a while they were talking about tearing it down and turning it into like boutique hotels. That's but they were still going to have a venue in the basement, so yeah, who knows. But that was like at least 3 or 4 years ago, and they said that they were going to do it soon.
It hasn't happened.
So I think that, Cambridge said no.
Good.
Yeah, because that's exactly what we need in Central, more more, you know, boutique hotel.
Yeah. Wow, they're going to put a 25-story building in Davis Square, apparently.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're going to be losing another great independent local music spot, the Burren.
Well, no, they're temporarily. They're supposed to go back in there.
Yes.
But it's not going to be the same, and that's really sad.
Yeah, changes the character.
It does. For a skyscraper in the middle of Davis Square is very interesting. I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Here's one for all three of you. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
I mean, guitar, because I suck. No. The sitar or the keytar or slide whistle. There's one more. Hammer dulcimer. Those are mine.
Nice.
Those are mine. Jay, what do you think?
Kayla, you go quick.
Sorry. I'm not going to have a very crazy answer for this, but I'm not good at playing the piano, so I'd love to wake up and just be really great at playing the piano.
Yeah, I feel like being able to think in piano is such a, you know, a big step.
Yeah.
About steel drum, just sitting on the beach. How do you even play those things? I can't learn that, but if I could wake up tomorrow and just do it and stand on a beach somewhere.
That's a good party trick, you know, just like
exactly
show up.
Mm-hmm. It'd be really good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. All right, would you guys like to play another one?
Yeah, we got a couple more, for sure. Fool's Gold.
Cool.
Yes.
Take this right down with you, she said. I felt my heart beating so fast. There's a place that I can show you, she says. It's comfortable, you know it won't last. 'Cause I frustration, drowning out everything I see. I'd enter, but I'd feel a strain, 'cause I am holding this, holding on so tight. This grudge, luxury, is what I hold so dearly for you. And I won't change it if I couldn't lie here. I won't change it if I couldn't lie here. I won't change it if I couldn't lie here. I'd miss the best part of it all. I'd miss the best part of it all. best part of it all. I'd miss the best part of it all. I'd miss the best part, the luxury holding me comfortably down. The luxury holding me comfortably.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you another crazy question. If your music had a smell, what would it smell like?
Oh, God. I get this one all the time. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
It would smell like that loud.
Hey. Oh. Speaking of, I just saw that PSA in here somewhere.
Oh, not be.
No. I think this is, it's, even though marijuana, because we do have to do a PSA, I'll do this real quick. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Ha ha ha, isn't that the point? consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's an illusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transit, or find some other way of getting there or getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Who said stone drivers were better?
I think that I've heard people say that they think that they're better.
Right. Well, they think everything's better in there. The influence. Oh, better driver, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Better chef.
Oh, yeah. Even if it tastes better and you're having more fun. Yeah.
Back to your question. Someone wrote up about us that our sound was kind of reminiscent of a beer-stained underground venue. So I guess if whatever a beer or beer-soaked underground venue smells like, beer, obviously. So yeah, something like that. Underground, kind of musty, grungy type of undiscovered, neglected, you know, basement.
Shout out to the Cantab downstairs.
Yes.
It is the most beer on the floor smelling.
That is, we are very familiar with that one. Mickey, Mickey Bliss, if you're listening, we love you. If you're not sleeping at a console, we love you.
Excellent.
He's the best.
Yeah. Well, we probably have about enough time for one more track if you want to go for that.
Sure. do you want to do Erase You?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do that one. Okay.
All good. We'd rather have you tune than not.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this should be good. Cool. All right, the song is called Erase You.
Shake the cold off, warm your body. What if I found the time? Kill this all aside. Break the spell they cast on me. What if I found the time? Kill this all aside. With all my breath, one thing left I have got to say. Are you brave enough to trust yourself? Push them all away. Cause there's no way I can live here. Yeah, there's no way all this noise that's unrelenting. Let gravity bring me to my knees by the signal deep within. And if I find the time, static will subside. With all my breath, one thing left I have got to say. Are you brave enough to trust yourself? Push them all away. With all my breath, there's one thing left I have got to say. Are you brave enough to trust yourself? Push them all away. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's get your reverb off. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so you guys are Luxury Death Trap. One more time, where can people find you? And do you have any gigs coming up? Any announcements, anything like that?
Yes, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, preferably, Instagram, Facebook. And we have Watertown Porch Fest coming up on Saturday, 176 Church Street. Might want to confirm that, because we don't want you showing up at someone's, you know,
there's
house.
Probably something that says it somewhere.
You go to Watertown Porch Fest, their website. But yeah, we're playing at earlier, I believe it's
1.
Yeah, 1 p.m., 1 to 2 p.m. on Church Street in Watertown this Saturday. And we have Nice Fest, which is not till July, but we're going to be playing in Somerville. So not
yeah,
too far.
Davis Square.
Location to be determined. Yeah, that's coming up at the end of July, and we're just we're excited for that. So
yes, yeah. Love to see it. I was bummed that they didn't do it last year, but
yeah,
excited
I
to
saw
see it's
them.
Back. Yeah. Awesome. I'm gonna ask you guys two more questions and then hand things over for 3 more hours of all local music with Lil's on the town with Mikey D tonight. So if you guys could make the theme song for any movie or the soundtrack for any movie, what movie would you want to make the soundtrack for?
That's a good one.
I mean, I just want to sit, talk about my favorite movie then, you know? I mean, and just put my own music to it. I mean, I would say American Beauty, because that's got some great songs. It's got like Neil Young on it, and it's kind of some of the stuff we draw from. The Goonies, and we'll leave it at those two. Yeah,
I could picture that for the Goonies. That'd be cool.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Remake. Yeah.
I just want to use this as an opportunity to, if anyone's ever seen the movie House of Wax, the remake from 2005, that has the best soundtrack ever.
I don't know it.
Go listen to it.
Cool.
I'll check it out. It's got MCR, it's got Deftones, it's got like 2000s pop. It's got it all. It's great. Highly recommend.
I'll just go with the, I'm a huge Devo fan, so anything Mark Mothersbaugh did.
Oh, nice.
All the Life Aquatic and all that stuff, those are.
And he did Rugrats too, right? Didn't he?
He did Rugrats too.
That's awesome.
And a lot of things you wouldn't even know that I don't even know.
And as one last thing, if you could give one piece of advice to local bands or local musicians in the Boston area, what would you want to tell them?
So much. Use the city, the resources that are here. Try to connect with people and try to support other artists, because after all, we're this ecosystem's